The woman was old and ragged and gray, and bent with the chill of the winter's day. At the crowded crossing she waited long, jostled aside by the careless throng of human beings who passed her by, unheeding the glance of her anxious eye. Lest the carriage wheels or horse's feet should trample her down in the slippery street. Down the street, with laughter and shout, glad in freedom that school let out, came happy boys like a flock of sheep, hailing the snow piled white and deep. Past the woman so old and gray, hastened the children on their way. At last, out of the merry group, came the gayest lad of all the group. He paused beside her and whispered low, "I'll help you across if you wish to go." Her aged hand on his strong young arm, he guided the trembling feet along, proud that his own were young and strong. Then back again to his friends he went, his young heart happy and well content. She's somebody's mother, boys, you know, for all she's poor and old and slow. And somebody sometime may lend a hand to help my mother, you understand? If ever she's poor and old and slow, old and gray, and her own dear boy is far away. Somebody's mother bowed low her head in her home that night, and the prayer she said was, "God, be kind to that noble boy, who's somebody's son of pride and joy." An angel caught those faltering words, and somebody's mother's prayer was heard. I know this isn't said just, I mean, the expression's terrible on it, and it's not, and I know I probably haven't, I've left a little out or something, but anyway, I'm in a real big hurry because Dean's ready to leave and he's going to mail this, so goodbye.